podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
It's match day special time again, because we haven't had many of these recently. In fact, I'm still editing part two of the Roma one as we go into the Nottingham match day special. We're at home against the boys from the City Ground. It's Sunday afternoon. It's about 1:15. The game's at 2 o'clock, and here we go, raring to go again, aren't we, Duncan? Are you still drunk from Rome?
Well, I'm not, but you are. After your train journey
and plane journey
and plane journey and free hospitality and lounges,
I am actually still pissed from Friday. Alan couldn't make it. He's got a hospital appointment in A&E. So cracking time. I actually really enjoyed the Friday.
I felt like I spent a week with you.
All we've done is we've expanded the whole concept of a good day out spoiled by 90 minutes of football. It was a good 3 days out spoiled by 90 minutes of football. So we've improved on that now, haven't we? Thoughts on today? We're up against Forest now. I mean, you don't have any Forest mates sitting right next to you. Might be offended by anything you say, so you can say whatever you want there.
Yeah, exactly. And they're not called David, are they? Hello, David.
No, absolutely.
I'm looking forward to the Chris Wood hat trick.
That's the kind of thing that will happen today. That'll be so Albion. Ex-players.
So Chris Wood starting up front for them.
Yeah, doesn't matter what sort of form he's been on either. It won't matter. He'll still get the hat trick.
It was terrible last season, and now he's coming into form. So we'll see how he goes in the first half. If he doesn't perform, then we'll bring on Taiwo Wonyi, and he'll score if Chris Wood doesn't.
Fantastic. That's a cheery thought for us Albion fans ahead of the game.
But that's the end of the podcast.
You know the rest.
Yeah.
No, the player in form coming into form just against us. Perfect. Just what we need, isn't it, really? It's a bit like Rome as a team coming into form just into playing us. Yeah. I don't know. As we were saying off air, anything can happen. It's the Albion.
Exactly. No one can say. We just cannot predict today what will happen.
All we can predict is we're going to top up our alcohol levels even more.
Yeah, that's it. Our bank balances are going to go down. We're going to have a few more beers, and we'll just see what turns up on the day, because it's so unpredictable. On paper, pretty happy. You know, it's just players that blow hot and cold.
If you read out, because I've got glasses. Team. The team has been announced for today.
Barton goal, and then back four, probably.
Please be a back four.
Please. Veltman, Van Hecker, Dunk, and Estupiñan. And
that's
then
right.
You've got a midfield, Belaba, Moda, and Gross. And then you've got
Gilmore's still suspended, of course.
Yeah, Fatty, Adingra with Ferguson up top. So,
okay.
On paper.
The only thing there, I'd say, is with Ferguson, we've been talking about it week to week. Are we going to, pardon me, by the way, it's the lunch. It's got to be sooner or later, he's going to get one in off his left testicle or something, and that'll set him off.
He scored away at Fulham.
Twice
as well, and that would have done his confidence.
It'll happen at some point, but that isn't necessarily today. It could be another few weeks. It might not be at all this season.
He might score a brace today. You know, it's just. I mean, he's got that natural talent. We all know that, and he's going through a bad patch.
Yeah,
like I said before, other great players of strikers have had their bad patches.
Absolutely,
you know, Kane loaned out to Millwall and didn't do so well there. You know, it might be Millwall, but you know, you know, Shearer had his bad patches before he got really good. So and famous. So
you never know. Incidentally, talking about Harry Kane, he scored his fourth hat trick already this season for Bayern Munich. That's normal hat tricks, not those weird German ones. But they have to be scored without interruption by other scorers, all in one half, which is ridiculous. No, I think in terms of normal hat tricks, he scored four, which is a record for German football. Totally irrelevant to this podcast. I'd sort of throw it in there.
Incredible.
But Ferguson is a player that could potentially be in that calibre. But he's got to get back on track at some point. No better time like the present. David won't really mind if he suddenly hits form just when you're playing it.
Or hits four.
Hits four as well as his form. That would be nice, yeah. I mean, that could be the thing. Welbeck wasn't available to start, neither's in Ciso, neither's Lamptey, after the exertions of Thursday.
Gilmore Gilmore suspended.
So, you know, there's a few changes we needed. Yeah. We already made 103 changes in Premier League games
in terms of
starting match. Yeah. starting 11 over the season. That's before today, so we're probably up to about 109 or 10
now.
We've
got the record, the first.
Yeah, we are literally a record.
Top of the league,
You know, there's rotation, then there's what we're doing.
Chopping and changing, we're top of the league.
Do you worry about that? Someone like Ferguson, who's been pretty quiet this season, or by all accounts has had injuries and potential illness, which has caused him, hindered him and subdued him.
The only thing I worry about is set plays. So I think we've probably got the worst record in defending set plays. Notwithstanding having signed a set play coach recently, we're even crapper at defending set plays. So if you get a free kick sort of 30 yards out or lost corners, then that's where you'll cause some damage.
I'm thinking Enciso off the bench 65th minute with a 30 yard free kick. Laid off by someone else, drills it into the top corner.
Nice. Yeah? With the Forest fans applauding it before it even reaches the back of the net. Like
reference
City.
To Man City last year. Yeah. That would be nice. Although,
but just talk us through what you were
That's a very strange lineup. So what I was expecting is Callum Hudson-Odoi on the left, Taiwo Awoniyi in the middle, striker, and Elanga on the right, and hit you with some speed at the start, so you won't know what's hit you. As it is,
we've seen a lot of early goals.
This is so to score. This might change, so the formation might not be correct, but the players are correct.
Yeah. So it's strange. So we've got Elanga on the bench, we've got Taiwo on the bench, we've got Hudson-Odoi on the bench. It makes no sense to me. But maybe the idea is to weigh you down in the first half and then hit you with speed in the second. Yeah. I don't know.
Could be. And in terms of the season, David, obviously you've been struggling. First 2 years are the hardest. If you get through those, then you sort of see if you step on. But, I mean, you've obviously had the extra spectre and worry of possible relegation hanging over you, especially because of the points deduction threat as well, albeit that's also for Everton too, so that wouldn't necessarily
two things we need to do. We need to put some daylight between us and Luton, and then that's fine. Or else we need to get above Everton.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have probably the same points deduction.
Yeah,
as
you would
us,
think so. Yeah, so seems to be similar scenarios. Yeah. Well, I wish you the very worst of luck today, of course. But you are in the Gestapo with us, so we'll probably get a bit more of a word with you later on.
Yeah, my lips are sealed. I will not celebrate all our Chris Wood goals.
Right. Until later. The next bit of the pod, which you should subtitle, Jesus is a wanker. Yes, exactly. Yes, there was a guy who may or may not be Simon's mate Chris. It was. I was being shouted at and being called Jesus as a wanker from the coaches on the way back from Rome. Not by you though, Chris. Although your potty language was well renowned during the trip.
Thank you very much.
But can I pose this question to you? Did the Queen indeed give blowjobs during her time?
I don't reckon she did.
No, I'm not sure she did.
I don't think she did. I don't think she'd have.
The Rome fans seem to think.
The royal mouth caress and inbred dukes.
You did get the royal
phallus.
Seal. Oh dear.
I think maybe a hand job. I think it would probably be the best she'd have got. Mind you, in her younger days, she was a bit of a looker. So you never know. She might have had a wild phase.
That's not worth listening to, mate. I was gonna come to Rick next, but I think he might need a couple of minutes after that.
Start with Matt, give him a moment.
Do you think that the Queen may have given blowjobs in her time? The Roma fans seem to think so, according to their banner. Discuss.
I did see that banner. It was discussed on. Have you ever heard of the Football Ramble?
Yeah.
Discussed on the Football Ramble. It did make me laugh. I can imagine she gave a few in her time. What a woman doesn't.
Not in their 90s, I wouldn't have thought.
Yeah. Definitely in their early
days. There's a joke
days.
About a royal flush in here as well, isn't there? Probably somewhere. But...
Flush or thrush?
And so it goes on. Anyway, the point is that I think they're being a patriotic nation. They probably perceive us as such. Must have thought that would wind us up. But it, as I said to Chris, the only thing that annoyed me about it was they took it down too quickly for me to get a picture of it, which luckily was taken by other people anyway. Rome, obviously, weren't at the game, but did you watch the game at home?
I did.
And what do you make of it?
Yeah, it's very frustrating. definitely the third goal. If that, if they hadn't scored that third goal, which was probably offside, maybe it would have just been 2-0. Maybe we could have held on for 2-0 and it would have been...
And it was.
Yeah, so maybe we could have held on.
Here we are, though. Back to business. Back to the business of losing a league game today. We've got Forest at home. I'm saying all this as a reverse jinx attempt. It has worked in the past. I don't know if it will today, but we really need to get back on track with a win now. We're battling on one front, barring a miracle on Thursday. So we need to get some points on the ball, don't we? Are we going to do it?
It's going to be tough today. It's going to be tough to lift the players. I think the crowd, we're going to need a lift as well. Yeah. So if we get that early goal is key, I think.
Yeah.
If we get that early goal, it's key. It's going to lift everyone.
They've got religion on their side with the name of their manager, so we haven't got that in our favour. Chris, what are you thinking? Are you thinking back on track today?
We need something today, because otherwise I can see it getting a little bit toxic. Yeah. I think we need to get... Yeah, we need a win. We need a good performance. We need them to step up to the plate a bit, really. Which will be hard. It will be hard.
Hopefully it won't be as challenging as trying to backtrack after... Say you really hate Forest to Dave Duncan's mate David.
Yeah.
Over his time
thanks,
hosting.
Guys. Thank you.
You did say in fairness he was wearing blue and you didn't hear that he was a Forest fan. Yeah. It's just occurred to me you're wearing red today though, red and black to be precise.
There's also nothing but truth in what I said.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Pop it. How are you? How you doing, Dave?
Am I on
right?
It? Am I on it?
You're on it.
Oh,
the ledger. Pop it is on it.
I know. I'm not. I'm on it.
You're on it.
So,
how you doing?
Did you go to the game?
I went to the game.
What was it like?
Fantastic trip.
Yeah.
The game wasn't great.
I know.
The atmosphere was fantastic in the stadium, though.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
We were brilliant, but they were pretty noisy too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be
lots of players and a by a blowjob the Queen banner, which was an extra element, but made it nice.
Just
proves
they've got a sense of humour.
They have, yeah.
Fair enough.
I think it was just an insult, actually. They were trying to insult us. I'm not sure it was meant as a joke, but we took it as one. But yeah, no, it was a good trip, good experience. Yeah. Back to action today.
Back to action, like I say. I just want to win today.
Yeah.
I'll be seriously depressed if we lose today. I think what we've got to do is score early.
Yeah.
Score early. Then we can start spreading about.
Brace of goals from Ferguson. One off his left ear, the other one off his stomach. I don't care.
Ferguson, he needs a goal. Desperate. Because, like I say, his confidence is completely shot.
Yeah.
At the moment, you know. So I just want my Petro back.
Yeah.
Just have him back.
How many more players coming into form or already in form are we going to lose? It's unbelievable this season.
I heard today, I don't know if it's true or not, is Solly Marsh, is his career finished or not?
Oh, shit. No, I haven't heard anything about that.
Paul told me.
I know nothing about
that. Yeah, he said he's... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Shit, I hope not. What a gutter when he was at his best moment in his career.
Yeah.
Not just where we are and what we're doing, but his own personal form.
Yeah.
That would be a gutter, wouldn't it? I hope you're wrong, or whoever it was you heard it from.
That's what I heard, so...
Yeah, yeah. We'll see.
We'll see.
Okay, Big Dave, let's speak to you a bit later on.
Yeah, see you.
Full time, 1-0. First half goal, scored by a bloke called OG. I don't know who he is. Fantastic finish.
South American, signed him in January.
We were the better side throughout, weren't we, I think, overall. But we didn't put the game to bed, which is a worry. But we saw it over the line with some delightfully shithouse tactics. Keep it in the corner. Rush went down for a while. Was he injured or not? I don't know. I don't care. And if they complain about it, which they did, and got a booking for it near the end of the game, then they got no right to do so because they did that last season.
You know me and shithousery and time wasting, Russell, and
I'm all for it.
I'm all for right doing it.
We have it done to us, we do it back to them.
Yeah, I think simple it was needed because second half they were hanging on, let's be honest.
Yeah. Some really good passing though in the last 15 minutes. Yeah. Some of our passing was absolutely fantastic.
Brilliant, it was.
Yeah, it all worked out well, didn't it? Superb. On to Thursday and our 5-0 win against Roma. <Yeah. laughs> Cheers, Kevin. Right, we're down in the North Concourse. As we were saying, a 1-0 win, which is delightful. By any means possible, we don't mind. We needed a win, didn't we, Raymond, the gent, sponsor of the pod?
Absolutely. 42 points now. We can relax. We're not going down.
I was relaxed many weeks ago with that one.
The one really worrying thing, is, and I know we won 1-0, we still haven't scored a goal since Dunk got the one against Everton.
Yes.
So
yes,
I have no idea. But we seem to be, again, slightly reluctant to shoot. We probably had more shots than I think. Two or three good close ones, like in Enciso's towards the end of the game. But the first half, we were passing the ball quite crisply, getting movement. Second half, we weren't passing the ball nearly as crisply, and our energy levels really sank.
Apart from in the last 15 minutes, there's some delightful passing moves then, actually. It didn't particularly go anywhere, but it retained the ball, which was the important thing.
Yeah,
and then we did all
the
time-killing stuff. Yeah, before that, though, we were passing around for a good 5 minutes, and there was actually one moment where I think we kept the ball for 40 passes, and then Enciso had the shot, which was so close to the top corner.
Well,
that would have been goal of the season.
Well,
it
would have been up there with one of his other ones. But the point is, if we've got a player who can shoot like that, we need to then work him into more spaces so he can shoot. Rather than giving him one shot in the time he was on the pitch, we could have given him four shots.
Yeah, I mean, the interesting thing, I'm not sure if I recorded it on air or whether I spoke to them off air, but I was chatting to Fulham fans after the game, Lars and Jackie, who were on the podcast, and they were saying that they said your number 10, which obviously Enciso, they were absolutely cacking it every time he got anywhere near them. So from a defensive keeping out being out point of view, they were very worried about Enciso. He is a danger. We've missed him all season.
And the point about that is, if they're then trying to close mark him, there is space elsewhere for the ball to be moved to.
Exactly.
And I think that's the problem. But I actually thought Verbruggen had a good game.
Yeah.
And I would like him to be undisputed number one. One very good save and another good one.
Yeah.
Sure handling, everything else. He came out and got a punch, but he got enough on the punch to get it away when it was a dangerous cross come corner.
Yeah.
And
there was the Origi chance first half, and and he tipped it wide second half, and there was a shot which looked, for all the world, that was going in the corner.
Yeah.
He definitely got a touch on that too.
But I mean,
and he deserves a run now. Steele's had a run. He deserves.
But he moves, gets the ball. Like, when he does it, he'll do a quick throw.
Yeah.
Out wide.
Yeah.
Always people
keep things moving
into space, and that's the thing, is he's looking to release the ball quickly when he can with a throw.
Yeah.
And Steele very rarely does that. And I thought suddenly, towards the end of the first half, rather than passing around at the back, sort of 30 yards from goal, we suddenly started passing it inside our own penalty area. And we continued that into the second half.
Yeah.
We were playing too deep. And
someone here.
I'll have that. No score.
No.
Yeah. I'll take it. I'll give you money for it.
Right.
Yeah, he's gone.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, Karen.
But I thought both Belieber and Modder, given that they've hardly had any game time, particularly Modder after a long thing, did well. But then they began to fade.
Not bad. He
and,
made one
and
mistake
Belieber once
early
or twice
on.
Tried to, rather than just lay the ball off, he tried to beat the player in the centre of the pitch, and he hasn't quite got the sharpness, because what was happening, he was beating the player, but somebody else then waiting for him.
I thought Belieber had an excellent game. I think he deserved the man of the match. I was delighted when he was given it. Modder made a mistake in the first half, and then there was that challenge, wasn't there? He got a yellow card for it. Was
well, it
that more serious?
It looked from where we were sitting, Clive said, and I, and James, it looked as if Modder won the ball.
Yeah.
And then the other guy came in. I mean,
he definitely got the ball, but it's a matter of what happened in and around that moment.
Since the ref decided that something which would be a common assault in the street of pushing people over isn't a foul in most of the match, I'm surprised he was even considering a red card or something like that. I mean, if he moved the whole bars up, so what might have been a red card in another game shouldn't be, and so on, because he let so many fouls go.
And also, I mean, week to week, month to month, we keep looking at the stats after games, and I keep discovering that we've had almost always less yellow cards than the opposition in games where the opposition have clearly been dirtier both in terms of fouls and in terms of their shithousery behaviour, for want of a better word. And we always end up with less yellows. It was quite nice to see that they actually had more than we did. And also it was quite nice to see they got annoyed with our tactics at the end, which are the very same tactics they employed for about 60 minutes last season.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's one of those things.
Different manager, to be fair. But
anyway. I mean, I thought Igor, when he came on, did well. One very good piece of defending.
Yeah.
But he's got more pace than people think he has.
Yes, he has. Yeah.
And that was why he was able to do it. And, you know, people like Gibbs White and others who, you know, are players with some ability, weren't really that dangerous. They came up and they were doing it. I just thought RDZ had lost it a little bit, and I was surprised he was so long doing the substitutions. Fatty's legs had gone off about 7 or 8 minutes of the second half, and he was, you know, he was too lightweight in the second half. He was just, you know, getting the ball but just being knocked over, being tackled.
Yeah.
And I think he's always more effective at number 10 anyway, where he can do the dangerous runs and touches. And I think, although he's normally a winger, it didn't look like a winger today.
No, that's right, that's right.
But I thought Van Heck and Dunk were the sound. I'm not sure to what extent Dunk got injured.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Hard to tell.
He got that really, that kick somewhere.
He was, at the very least, he was winded. It might have been more. To be honest, we could have been more full of shenanigans than we were. He could have gone down there and wasted 2 minutes, couldn't he?
Yeah.
You know.
But I mean, it was thing. And Van Heck was, I thought, you know, doing well with one or two good passes. Dunk did one very good old-fashioned dunk pass from sort of just outside our penalty.
Oh, that was good, wasn't it? Yeah. That was
what Dunk used to do every day of the week 10 years ago. Mm. He's not doing it as frequently. Feltman, I thought, had a good game, but began to flag towards the end.
Yeah, agreed.
But it was, and just generally, we were doing two passes and not finding a flare with a third. I felt that we passed the ball out back, up, and rather than going forward, then passed it back and lost it.
Yeah, there's a few times we checked back on ourselves, and Lamptey was guilty of that. You know, the man with the pace, he was checking back on himself in the way that Pascal Gross or Glenn Murray might do.
Well, Glenn Murray wouldn't have the pace to even check and let him go back. But, sorry, Glenn, if you're listening to this. But, I mean, Gross, funny, once I slowed the ball down, I thought, unnecessarily.
Yeah, we looked a bit cagey within ourselves. I suppose it's understandable.
Well,
as you said, we've not scored since Everton, and we've not won a game for many weeks in terms of league games, apart from the Sheffield United match, which in isolation is brilliant, but as part of the collective, we've struggled, particularly at home. We've not had anywhere near enough points on the board at home. And it was such a relief to go.
Well, we are unbeaten for however many
games
it is.
Yeah, unbeaten, yes, since West Ham.
But Ferguson's having to come deep to get the ball. And he's not getting any service.
No.
And people aren't getting the ball.
Wishing him to score a goal. I'm getting ever more desperate.
I thought today, because the last time he scored was against Forest, I just wondered if he might just do it. But he just didn't get the ball where he... at all in the shooting or heading position. I don't know who it was who forced the own goal.
Yeah,
it almost looked like Modder. I wasn't sure.
I think it was Modder. Yeah. We'll have to see back. But I want to see Barco and Ferguson play in the same game, because I think his deliveries from the left side, Barco, the Red Flea as they call him, would be a genuine threat. With Welbeck potentially as well, but especially with Ferguson. Anyway, we've got the job done, Raymond.
I mean, I would have been more inclined. I don't know if Barker was on the bench. I don't know who the bench were. I knew who the team were, but I didn't know. I would have been more inclined to have bought Barker on than Lamptey. Or if I was going to bring Lamptey on, I would have on the right. And
Lamptey looked a threat, though.
Yeah, but he looked. But why was he not playing on the right?
He could have moved over to the right for Adingra.
And Adingra should be on the left. Yeah. And I think that would have caused them more problems.
Fatty struggled to make an impact today.
I thought so. Yeah, he did one good bit.
Yeah,
and we got a corner from it.
Yeah.
But,
We've got Billy Gilmore back next time. Well,
his suspension is over now.
Yeah, which
so
is good. And hopefully some players started to come back from injury. I better get on to chatting some others though, Raymond.
But actually, it's just the final
pleasure
thought
as
on,
always. But yes, but final word.
Final word about Gilmore. Yeah. We missed his go forward.
Yeah, we did. We did. Especially in the second half.
But at least, you know, 42 points. Not too bad. And last I saw, I think Spurs were winning more than handsomely at Villa.
Yes, I didn't get the final score, but they were definitely 4-0 up.
Yeah, once.
Which is fantastic. And I mean, how gloaty they were when they beat us 6-1 made me smile to think of the same people in that stadium hoping to do the same to Spurs and having it turn back on them. Okay. Not that I'm mean-spirited at all, of course, but I thought that it did make me smile. They've got an amazing home record. And it just goes to show, nothing is sacred.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
Anyway, okay, Raymond.
Anyway, up the Albion.
Up the Albion. See you next time. Cheers. Yeah. Big Dave, we chatted to you earlier on. We're now on the other side of the equation. We've had the final score, the full-time whistle's gone. We've got the 1-0 win. How are you feeling, baby?
Relieved. The way Zerbe celebrated at the end just shows it was a major result for us, really. Oh. To break... how many? Four unbeaten in a row. We could have been. So.
And we scored a goal. Our new guy, OG. He looks good, doesn't he?
Yes, I know. I like them. I like them because they're easy to get. So, but no, still miss Pedro. Desperate for Pedro to come back. But no, it was okay. But these are the games. These are the games we should win. So.
Yeah.
But we've got some tough games coming up.
Now, Dave, you're a Rustington man. I've got to say, I finally got over to Rustington again recently. I went to Turner's.
All right.
I took a pie
Turner
back.
Pie.
I took Scotch eggs and some sausage rolls, took them all home. The missus loved them. Phil Turner's, of course, is on The Apprentice at the moment.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
So well.
It's all about, all about Rustington, eh?
Yeah.
He's an Arsenal fan, though, isn't he?
I
unbelievable.
Know. Yes, I know.
Turn him. Turn the Turner man.
I'll try. But no.
In the meantime, lovely people in there. I recommend it. If you ever have Turner's pie, if you have any fascination with pies, any craving for pies, go to Turner's.
You get all the pie and mash in there. You can take away.
This is a demo for an advert. We're hoping we will call them out for future sponsorship.
Well, yeah. Hopefully they're listening to us. You know, and I'll just.
Do you actually know him?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, give him a shout. Yeah. See if he wants to sponsor us.
So, I know, I go in there a lot.
I love it there.
I know.
First time I've been in that one.
So, you'll have to move down, Russell.
I know.
Isn't the best place to be.
Russ, born in Rustington, has to move to Rustington.
We're both Zachary Merton boys.
Absolutely. Zachary Merton, we're having a laugh. They produce these two. Oh my God, what's the matter with
how
them?
How the hell we were born, I don't know. but no, great day. Great day today. Yeah. So we just got to say, we've got some tough games. We got to beat the Burnleys, the Brentfords coming up. You know, we got the Liverpools, the Man Cities coming up. So they're going to be tough.
We like those games though, don't we?
Yes, I know. The bigger the game, the better we are.
We'll get some points there.
Oh yeah. If we can get a point from one of those and whatever, But we was talking earlier about where we're going to finish. Be nice if we can scrape the conference. I'll be happy with that, you know. So see what that tournament brings for us. I think there'll be some interesting away days.
And cheap ones as well. Lots of Eastern European.
I've got my passport now, Russ, so look out. When I come out, it's going to be trouble.
Oh, God, it's going to be carnage. Last time I went out drinking with you, I was face down on the table with a Brookstein in Worthing.
That was a good day.
It was a good day, wasn't it?
A good day.
We saw Dick Knight. We saw the now since departed from Worthing, not from the world, Adam Hinshelwood.
Yep.
And we were with the guy who's got a similar hat to you.
Yeah, we're
standing over there.
We are the Peaky Blinder boys.
Peaky
Blinders.
Let's go and speak to the other Peaky fucking Blinder. Paul,
all right.
Paul from Tarrington, Pooky Blinder. Are you a Pooky Blinder? With a hat on,
yes.
You're looking at business.
Yes. Good result today, mate.
Lovely stuff, isn't it?
We play pretty shit, but it's nice to win and play shit.
Yeah.
So all about the win, that's it.
Yeah.
And move on.
Exactly.
Let's move on. Take the win. We've got some hard games coming
up,
mate.
And we've got Roma on Thursday. We might be meeting up for a pre-match.
Green Man.
Green Man in Worthing. West
Worthing Station.
Yeah.
Poppet, I don't think, is going to make it.
No.
But me, you, and whoever else, really.
Yeah. And then we'll turn it round. We'll get the 5-4 win.
And then you woke up.
And then we woke up, yeah. Or went to Sporting Lisbon. I don't know, one of those.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, it could be a long time before we get in Europe again. I hope not, because I think this season we might nick conference.
I think we'll finish seventh.
So would that be Conference League, possibly? Or Europa?
Conference League guaranteed, or it'll be Europa League if we get the extra place with the coefficient.
Yeah, that'll be all right. I don't mind either.
Or eighth with the Conference League position.
I mean, as you said earlier on, mate, we go to places we never heard of in Eastern Europe. Euro and pie.
That's my kind of trip.
Yeah, cheap beer.
Cheap beer and quirky places I've never heard of.
Yeah. Probably get some of these Eastern European hooligans chasing us. But, you know.
Yeah, let's not worry about that yet.
Yeah. No, we'll take that.
Just pretend to be Australian. Yeah. Apparently that works.
Yeah. No, but that's going well. And obviously, we're both Worthing boys. Mm. Bit of a shame that Hinch has gone, but...
Yeah, gutted about that.
Hopefully they finish second or third.
Yeah, we're not talking about the weekend result. Losing to Taunton.
Yeah, that's bad.
But then we won at Chelmsford. Yeah, with a worldie. Have you seen the goal?
I haven't seen it. It's on YouTube.
John Wadham, amazing. Or Jack Wadham.
You didn't go, did you?
No, I didn't go to it. I saw it on YouTube.
Yeah.
He blasted it in, absolutely lashed it from about 35 yards, top corner.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing goal.
Brilliant. Worthing are a bit up and down, aren't they, at the moment? A bit inconsistent. Yeah. But I think they should finish in the top. Hopefully a top three. Well, second or third is where they need to finish, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
The home advantage. So, But no, all good, mate. Can't complain. Both our teams doing well.
Paul, till the next time.
Boom.
Boom. David, post-match, our Forest buddy. I know we didn't get a disappointing result for you. What's your take on the game overall, though, very quickly? I know you've got to go in a minute.
It wasn't a game to remember.
No, that's for sure.
Neither team really wowed the crowd. I think Forest were toothless. I think they should have played Taiwo Wanyi, Callum Hudson-Odoi, and Anthony Elanga right from the start.
I'm surprised they didn't. Yeah.
I don't know why they didn't do that. Chris Wood nearly got a goal at the end. That would have been quite good. Yeah.
I saw that. That was part of your prediction, wasn't it?
Yeah. But you know, we had a few set pieces and we didn't do anything. Morgan Gibbs-White, I don't know. He just can't. He's supposed to be good at dead ball situations, but he's not doing anything.
Yeah.
And the goal, you know, typical. Goal came from a set play. How many goals have we given away?
Just what you were saying. Yeah. Exactly what you were saying.
Yeah.
I didn't think of you when it happened. Yeah.
Our keeper punched it into the back of the head of Obama Deli. Obama Deli. God, I can't even say his name now.
Cheers, guys. Yes, it's a long name, isn't it? About 12 letters.
Yeah.
It doesn't trip off the tongue.
It's a commentator's nightmare.
Yes, indeed, and we've got our Brighton, one of the two Brighton commentators is really bad with names anyway, so I can only imagine what today was like.
Carnage. Well, that's a crumb of comfort that
we couldn't describe the goal properly.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's an own goal by Omar Bamadeli.
Anyway, we move on to next time.
Well done Brighton, and yeah, let's hope you push for Europe again and Newcastle lose.
Yeah. All the best for survival. Hopefully you'll be all right on that score. And on to next season. Cheers. Final section of the podcast. I'm just about to leave the North Concourse and I bumped into the man I've been looking for all day. The man of the hour, the man of the moment, the man serenaded by 3,400 Albion fans. Probably the first Albion fan to be sung to by 3,400 other Albion fans. It's Mr. Jack Albion. Jack Albion Hinchwood. We're talking about Hinchwood.
Yeah. Stevenson.
No, it's not.
Stevenson.
Jack Albion Stevenson. Jack, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good. On the mend now. It's a little bit sore, but, you know, I can kind of walk now.
Yeah.
And just need to get through it, really, and get to the games and... Let's get some bloody points on the board that we have just done.
Absolutely,
which, is good.
Which was very nice.
Yeah.
Today was great, wasn't it? Belieber, I thought, man of the match, by the way.
Belieber, I thought he did really well, played really well. I think that's right. You know, one of the criticisms, I don't like to criticise much, but I think one of the criticisms I've had a little bit recently is just play Belieber.
Yeah.
Because he is
give
good.
Him a run of games.
Oh, I've got a non-alcoholic beer that I'm not allowed to drink, which,
oh, no.
which is absolutely shattering. But I'm looking forward to a week ahead. I've got so many nice messages. So if you sent me a message or anything over the last few days, I just want to say thank you. It's been really nice to receive it. And yeah, just looking forward to getting back to normal, really. And I am getting back to normal now. You know, I'm still going to the football. I'm going to go watch Whitehawk on Tuesday night.
And of course you are.
and they've told me I can present the Man of the Match award.
Oh, brilliant.
So that... dream fulfilled, that is.
Is that because the word spread? It's true with that, yeah.
So I go to Whitehawk a lot of them know me down there, so that's really nice.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Tell
us about what actually happened, because I mean, when did you travel over?
I'll give you the quick summary rather than the half hour I did in the Seagull Social. I just came over Tuesday night, went for a nice meal, went to bed, said, you know, we've had a good day today. Let's have a few more tomorrow.
This was on the Wednesday, yeah?
Yeah, so that was on the Tuesday.
Oh, on the Tuesday.
And then on Wednesday we said, let's have a few more because it seemed a pretty safe place. We'd had no trouble. Famous last words, that was. And, so we went out, had a meal about 3-4 o'clock, you know, just an early one. And we were going to go walk over to Travestieri. Have a nice, really nice area.
Which is where we were as well.
And then came across a Irish pub, which had a load of my friends in that I'd known from school. And Van Hecker's brother started talking to me in there. Lovely bloke, shout out.
Oh, wow.
Van Hecker's brother.
Oh, hang on.
How'd you miss that?
Liverpool's so close.
Anyway, carry on. So we're in there, had a few drinks, probably had a few too many Aperol spritz. It wasn't dreadful though, probably. Sorry, it's all right, Mum. I had a load of Aperol spritz and then walked down the street about 20 minutes away. Completely unprovoked attack. We weren't in colours. Main road, Via Castro, which leads up to Termini Station.
Yeah.
I was punched from behind in the face. Fell down on the ground. Don't remember much other than seeing a boot in my face. And Andy coming out of the darkness to save me, who's the other bloke who got stabbed.
Yeah.
And then he dragged me into a restaurant.
Yeah.
I was apologising to everybody in the restaurant for ruining their meal, and I said, sorry about that. And someone pointed at my leg and said, look, sir. And I realised I'd been stabbed at that point. And I think I gave quite a loud shout of Jesus effing Christ in the middle of this restaurant. And then here's the comedic bit. Here's the comedic bit. The ambulance turned up and the first one crashed into a lamppost. So they had to call another ambulance to take me to the hospital. And I went into intensive care, MRI scans. Don't really remember much of it because I was on adrenaline and I'd had a few to drink. and then, I was all fixed and back out for the game. So it's great.
Yeah.
It's crazy days, crazy few days. But
hell.
Yeah. I think I've told everyone about it now,
I'm the last one probably on this one.
Yeah, exactly.
So you were stabbed in the arse,
to
clarify.
Stabbed in the arse.
But when did that, so have you worked out when that was during the attack?
No.
So it must have been after being punched.
No idea at all. Yeah. No one saw them stab me.
Yeah.
Quite a big blade as well, so. Yeah. Ah, well.
But it's not going
to
be a whole.
And you know what, one thing I would like to say is I'm happy it happened to me and no one else because I've taken it in good humour.
It's been amazing.
There's some vulnerable people that I go with who were with the group at the time. I'm glad they got away.
Yeah.
I'm glad they all got away.
And are your mates all right? The ones that were attacked as well?
One other got stabbed and then two of them got punched.
Yeah.
So, but other than that, they're all fine.
Yeah.
So, alive and kicking, you know. Yeah. Nothing's going to stop Brighton following us. And it doesn't scare me. It doesn't put me off. I'll be at the next European game, wherever it is, because...
Yeah.
They're just cowards who did it, and you know
exactly.
And a genuine shout out to a couple of the other teams we played. I mean, Marseille, we had trouble, but no one stabbed me or attacked me. Even the ones that we saw were quite friendly and walked away. And AEK as well, who everybody we met was lovely and friendly.
Yeah.
Really
lovely people who are passionate about their club. So
you have taken it in good grace. That has been noted by a number of people.
Oh yeah, it's been quite a wild one.
I can't believe it happened to you.
No,
I've got
some friends who can be a bit of a nightmare sometimes at away games. They keep on saying, "How has this bloody happened to you and not me?" So
yeah,
it is what it is.
The reception you got, because we got in there really early. Yeah. The reception you got when you walked out, you looked a bit embarrassed, modest. That whole
yeah,
time.
I'm a humble man.
It was amazing though. I'm not sure I've ever had a scenario where I've enjoyed 3,400 people singing the names of just one of their own.
Yeah,
not like an icon. Like
oh no,
a player
it was,
or something.
It was beautiful, really.
It's amazing. And then obviously the classic of British humour, you then turn it into a "there's fucking wrong with you,"
yeah,
and the stand up if you can't sit down yeah. stuff.
I love that.
That's what it's all about with British humour, isn't it?
So this is a shame about the result, but I'll tell you what, I'll finish it off by saying we're going to do them 5-0 in the home leg.
Yeah,
we're going to do them. We're going to do them. You've got to believe. Time to believe and stick it up. You know,
set in the stars, Jack. It's brilliant catching up again. It's only just a short few weeks ago we were having a chat on the
I know. Crazy, wasn't it?
And we thought it was all boring, normal stuff back
then. Yeah, I know. Well, but there you go.
If you take that out of the equation, though, great city is still, would you say?
I'm not rushing back.
No.
Not rushing back to Rome.
No.
It's not top of my list.
No.
But I had a nice day before it. Lovely food. Not as nice as Greece, but... Yeah. Good food. So.
Brilliant. It's great catching up, Jack.
All no worries.
And
have
get
a lovely
well
day.
Soon.
Cheers.
Oh, look, so, you can be media horse.
Alex, we chatted to you for the first time at Palace away. This season. You were with Stefan, who is your
cousin.
Yes. And you knew Julian as well. He's a friend of the show.
Julian, yeah.
And we also have with us from the Dogma stable.
Yeah, Rich. Hello,
Rich. How are you doing? And you were just behind me in the queue on the way to the game.
I was, yeah.
Thursday. The Roma game.
Ooh. I don't care about this game. I was in the bus queue behind you, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And what a queue it was. It was magnificent, wasn't it?
It was very long. It was very
long.
Very long. Scenic parks around us. Like, it was quite nice. Nice weather.
Yeah.
People walking up and down selling beer.
You should have had some of our limoncello at Summer Bowl. That was ridiculous.
Yes, I should. No,
we got through a whole bottle.
I wasn't offered it. I mean,
we should have got more, to be honest. We should have got more. Anyway, yes. Dogma wise, all good. How's it going? Any more episodes?
We got one more issue this season
that
will be coming out in the next couple of months.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all good.
That's all good. Thoughts on Rome? The trip is. Like, notwithstanding friends, you know, getting stabbed in the arse,
it did put a bit of a damper on it, I'll be honest. Sort of waking up on the Thursday morning, picking up my phone and seeing that someone had been stabbed, I was like, okay, I sort of accepted that, it's not good.
And
then you see it's
Jack. Then
you see it's Jack, and it's like, I feel like I was dreaming, like,
yeah,
a bad dream.
It's surreal,
like,
yeah.
Very strange.
Yeah.
Rome was nice. The people were nice that I met. I didn't meet any bum stabbers, so you know, it's nice apart from those guys, I guess. But the game obviously was also not too hot.
Yeah.
But you know, I think the game is more the manner of the defeat than the defeat itself, as they say.
Yeah. It didn't feel like a 4-0 game, did it?
No.
It sort of washed over us.
We got turned over quite easily, as we have in a few away games. So
yeah.
You like to see a bit more fight like we had today.
Yeah. Definitely. And Alex, were you in Rome?
I was in Rome, yeah.
Yeah. What was your take on it all? The trip and the game?
The trip was good. Obviously, a bit surreal with Jack and all that. I got a text from him at 3 a.m. saying I've been stabbed, which is quite a funny text to Steve.
Yeah, so he's texting people and then sending a message
people.
On North Stand Chat. Yeah.
Making his own threads on North Stand Chat. Very Jack behaviour, if anything. But
while bleeding in the street, you know.
Yeah. Really, fair play to him getting to the game and everything, and that was great. You know, the game itself, I mean, as the goals kept coming in, I think I just took a step back and kind of just tried to appreciate being there.
Yeah.
You know, obviously it was very disappointing, the game, but kind of realised maybe this is it.
Yeah.
So try to appreciate as much as possible.
Our final away trip
appreciate
in Europe
being
now.
In the Olympico.
Yeah.
It was pretty epic, but the result is the result. Nothing we can do about it.
Happy days overall. I've just realised I forgot to ask Jack what his thoughts were about. Oh, didn't I? I can't remember. I asked him about the... this fucking wrong with you song. So I thought it was absolute brilliant. Classic British humour. Football humour, gallows humour, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In the moment. After the emotional, you know, like, we're with you kind of stuff.
Yeah.
The Jack Albion song. Yeah.
Maybe he was going to take it, it's going to be him as well.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's taking it all in good humour.
Yeah.
As good a humour as you can, I think.
Yeah. He's going to have the piss taken out of him for as well. For
it's also, it's made him more famous than he even was before.
Yeah.
He's basically a national fame, national figure now.
Yeah. When
he's going to be on the point of celebrities in 2 years or something.
Yeah. I mean, when the singing started about that, you thought, well, if that just happened to a random guy that 20 people know, or 30 people know, that's not going to happen in that stadium.
Well, it also happened to his mate, didn't it? So, like, his mate Andy, shout out, who also got stabbed, but, like, because he's not Jack, he didn't get as much attention. But,
yeah.
That's Jack.
So it's not,
I love it.
It's not his fault.
Is the coat in 100% condition, or was that damaged?
I think it was mainly the jeans that were damaged. They go for the bum area.
He's wearing your t-shirt.
I know. He said he was wearing your t-shirt. He was wearing
the Dogma
European Tour t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, it wasn't covered in blood, because that would have been a great photo for us.
Well, we had to make sure that yellow coat was not damaged. Yeah. That would have been an international incident that would have had repercussions going on for years. We would have had to invent some ultras.
I had a massive GoFundMe to get a new yellow Nigeri jacket for Jack.
But anyway, crazy days, disappointing result. You never know, a miracle could occur on Thursday.
Believe it.
Until it's not happened, believe it. Alex, great chatting to you.
Good
to see you again. Rich, always a pleasure.
Yeah, you, mate.
And that's the end of the episode. So, everybody, stand or fall.
See you.
See you.
Up the Albion. Sports Social Podcast Network.